Ward for St. Cat's, Pitroff for the Crusaders. WRJN Racine, there's the tip. Oh, it's a terrible toss. But they give it to the Angels, and Lamont Hamilton takes it across the timeline. Ward never got off his feet to tap it to him. Now he passes over to Watson. Watson goes in the corner to Ozier. Back out on top to Ward. Interesting, they got Ward out on top. Now passes over to Watson at top of the key. Then it goes to Hamilton. Hamilton with a shot up. No good. Rebound. Rebound to Jones. J.J. Justin Jones. And he'll give it to Prod Hansen. Hansen with the basketball now. No score. Just underway. Pass to Jones on the wing. His three-pointer. No good. And rebound to Lamont Hamilton. And he slows it up as he brings it across. Hamilton with the basketball now, passes to Watson. Now from the corner, the three-pointer is no good. Another rebound to Justin Jones. Now they're running with it down to Pitroff. He puts it up, can't get it to go. Put back, no good. And it's taken away by Hamilton, who comes inside, puts it up, can't get it to go. Tap up, no good. And this time they're going to beat him down. And Pitroff misses the first time, but scores the second time. And that's what the Angels are going to have to worry about as they drop that man down after a missed shot and take him back. 2-0 our score. Lutheran with the lead. They come down to Hamilton. Hamilton coming inside. Puts it up. No good. Ward, though. Ward gets the rebound. He can't get it to go up. Now puts it up. And they're going to call 3 seconds. 3 seconds on the Angels. So 2-0 is our score. Lutheran with the lead. Rod Hansen inbounds to Bryce Austin. And he gets it back at the top of the key. Passes over to Austin. Now they go to Jones. Jones goes inside to Sam Pitroff, and he loses it. But it's knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by the Angels. Checking in for the first time is Davis. Tim Davis comes in for the Angels, the 6'3" senior. There's a shot up that's good by Isaiah Colsey, and it's 4-0. Lutheran with the lead. Hamilton with the basketball now. At the top of the key. Passes over to Watson. He goes over to Vincent. Vincent now tries to give it to Ozier and knocked out of bounds, but it'll remain with the Angels. And they'll throw it out to Lamont Hamilton. Lamont Hamilton on a drive. Pulls up, shoots, and scores. Lamont Hamilton with the first 2 points for the Angels to make it 4-2. Hansen will bring it across. 15-18 to go in our first half. And we got stoppage of play by the official. Telling him to tuck in the jersey. Some enforce it, some do not. So Lutheran inbounds. Jones with it. Jones now loses it. Here comes Vincent. He'll put it up, overlaid it, no good. Putback is good by Davis to tie it up at 4. So Ozier overlaid it, and we're tied at 4 apiece. Brad Hansen with the basketball to Pitroff. Pitroff will get it back. Now gives it to Cozy. Now Brad Hansen, he'll shoot from out there. Now they go down low to Pitroff. Now Prod Hansen, his three-pointer's good. Prod Hansen with the three-pointer to make it 7-4. Crusaders with that lead. Lamont Hamilton puts up a three that is good. got the shooter's touch. So we're tied again at 7, 14:25 to go. Brad Hansen with the basketball now on the drive. Loses it, and then a late whistle. That foul's on Ozier, his first. So Davis checks out. Ward comes back in for the Angels. Pitcher off the inbound for the Crusaders. Gets it into Austin. Now the give. Oh, nice play by the Crusaders. Caught the Angels sleeping. Nobody home at home. Scored by Austin. 9-7, Racine Lutheran. And again, the winner of this game is going to get the winner of Kenosha St. Joe's and MAS. Ozier on the drive. Puts up a scoop shot that's no good. Rebound to Petrov. Down to Cozy. He'll put it up and score. No. Wipe it out. Wipe it out. Player control foul coming up on Cozy. No. Correction. Jones. Jones with it. Now checking back in will be Davis for Ozier. 9-7 is our score. Lutheran with the lead. 13:48 to go. Hamilton brings it across. Now gives it up to Vincent. Vincent passes over to Watson. Then he gets it back to Hamilton. Hamilton jitterbugging his way. Puts up a shot that's airballed. He thought he was fouled. And there's that warning. So Crusaders will get the ball, and they have the lead, 9-7. Again, the winner here advances to sectional play. Rod Hansen with the basketball now. Passes over to Austin on the wing. Now to Petrov on the wing. He wants to drive. Does drive in. Then they dump it down low. Now Jones with a three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound to Lamon Hamilton. 13 minutes to go in our first half. Lamon Hamilton kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. Airballed by Watson. Here comes Austin quickly to Petrov. His three-pointer's good. And it's 12-7, Racine Lutheran on the three-pointer by Sam Petrov. Vincent with the basketball now. Passes over to Ward. Now Ward goes to Hamilton. And taken away. Taken away by Colsey all the way down. Puts it up and scores again. And it's 14-7. Crusaders. Ward trying to work his way inside. Gets it. The bunny. That's no good. To Watson. And they're running again with it. The Crusaders are. And it's knocked away. Knocked away by Ward, but it'll remain with the Crusaders. 14-7. Racine Lutheran with the lead. 12:05 to go in our first half. Crusaders to inbound. And they inbound to Cozy. Pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Ward. And Ward puts it into the hands of Hamilton. Back to Ward. He goes over to Watson. Now they give it to Ward trying to pulse down low. He loses it. Gets it back, though, to Watson. Now Vincent with the three. That's in and out. No good. And a rebound to Austin. To Prot Hansen. Down low to Jones. His reverse layup is overlaid. And Vincent with the rebound. Vincent coming up quickly. All the way, puts up a wild shot that's no good. Ward gets it, though, and scores. Ward got the rebound and put it back to make it 14-9. Rod Hansen with the basketball now. Michael passes over on the wing to Austin. Now they go down low to Petrov. Petrov turning around, and he drew the foul. Drew the foul. Fouls on Hamilton, his first, team second. So Sam at the line, 4-2. They lead 14-9, first time tonight for anyone. He'll get two. First one up is good, makes it 15-9. Second one up, also good. 16-9 now. Lutheran over the Angels. Hamilton with the basketball now on the drive. Almost loses it. Now gives it up to Vincent. Vincent now passes over to Watson. Now Ward in the corner trying to work his way down low. Does, puts a shot up, that's no good. And Cozy's going the other way with it for the layup, that's good. To make it 18-9. So Raylu has had its way so far. Here's a three-pointer, that's no good by Lamont Hamilton. And here comes Bryce Austin the other way to Petrov. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound though to Pratt Hansen, he puts it up and scores. To make it 20-9. And a timeout, a 30-second timeout called by Ryan Thompson. You're listening to high school tournament basketball on DG Sports. We'll keep it here. It's only a 30. 20-9 is our score.
Dick, we have our first score update of the night. Racine Park leads 22-13 over Greendale at 11:50 to go in the first half.
All right, that's good news. So your difference here in this game, as I see it so far, is the Crusaders are able to get baskets in transition. And the Angels are not getting back. So 20-9 is our score. Raylu with the lead. And again, we'll be announcing it all night. The winner of this game gets the winner of Kenosha St. Joe's and Milwaukee Academy of Science. You figure it would be Milwaukee Academy of Science, but you never know. Hamilton with the basketball at the top of the key. Drives now. Spin move. Puts up a wild shot. That's no good. And he's out of control right now. Here's a shot up. That's good by Cozy. Cozy with another basket to make it 22-9. Angels got a big hole they got to dig out of. Vincent back to Watson, now to Hamilton. Hamilton on the drive. Now gives it up to Watson. Watson pulls up, shoots, it's short. And here comes the Angels, or the Crusaders again. Pratt Hansen pulls up, can't get it to go. Petrov had it. And it's knocked out of his hands. And Vincent gives it to Watson. As Watson comes across, we're under 10 to play now in the first half. They go down low to A.C. Ward. A.C. Ward gives it to Vincent. And his shot hits the beam, so it'll go back over to Racine Lutheran. Checking back in is Ozier. For the Angels, for Vincent. So nice job breaking the press there as Jones brings it down and scores. Justin Jones, even with a guy in front of him. 24-9 is our score. Then all Raylu in this one. Lamont Hamilton now has it taken away by Petrov. Gives it up to Pratt Hansen. He can't get it to go. Put back, no good. But a foul. Foul coming up on the Angels. That foul's on Watson, his first, team third. So JJ, Justin Jones at the line to shoot two. First one up, no good, hit the ring. He'll get the second now, fouled in the act of shooting. 8:33 to go in our first half. Second one up, that one is good. So make it 25-9 now. Lutheran with a comfortable lead on the Angels here at the McGuire Gym. Bob Letch floor on the drive. They give it to Warden. He scores. Assisted by Jaden Phillips, who's in. 25-11 is our score. Hansen with the basketball now. Driving in. Now kicks it back out to Jones. And Jones back to Pratt Hansen. He's going to put up a three. Thought he'd hit it. And Ward gets the rebound and gives it to Phillips. Jaden Phillips with the basketball. Now gives it to Ward down low. Ward again moving his way inside. Here's a three-pointer that's no good. And another rebound. Bryce Austin. They're running with it to Petroff. Tried to jam it. No good. Rebound. And a foul coming up. That foul's on Ward, his first. So the ball out of bounds to the Crusaders. Jones to inbound. And gets it into Austin. Austin pulls up for the three. Thought he'd had it. Petroff with the rebound has it taken away. Here comes Phillips, and Phillips has it taken away by Cozy. Cozy coming all the way down, then kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Justin Jones to make it 28-11. Ozier with the basketball now, gives it up to Hamilton. Hamilton pulls up, shoots, can't get the three to go. Rebound, though. And count the basket by Watson, I believe. And checking back in is Vincent for Phillips. So Watson at the line for one. And that's good. Make it 28-14 now. Austin with the basketball now. Looking to pass to somebody. Now comes in, drives. And a player control foul coming up on Austin.
Dick, while we got a slight break, Racine Park 31, Greendale 23. And Carmen Northwest 26, Dominican 21.
All right. 28-14, 6:35 to go in our first half. Ozier with the basketball now gives it up to Vincent at the wing. Back out to Ozier. Top of the key. Then Hamilton on the wing. Now Hamilton brings it out. Now they go in the corner to Ozier, and he has it stripped away. And here comes the Crusaders again, as they've been ball hawking all night. Jones with the three-pointer. That's good. Justin Jones with another three-pointer to make it 31-14. Vincent with the basketball now on the drive. Coming all the way in, putting it up. Can't get it to go. A wild shot. And they're going to get Ozier for a foul. As the Angels are playing frustration right now, basketball. Not running their sets, taking wild shots, and they're paying for it. 31-14, Crusaders look very crisp. So they get it into Jones, back to Cozy. Cozy on the drive, puts up a shot, no good. Falls into the hands of Watson. He gives it to Hamilton. Hamilton on the drive. He'll put it up. Can't get it to go. And here comes the Crusaders running with it. Shot up, no good. And it'll remain with the Crusaders.
Dick, they're letting a lot play out here without foul calls.
They sure are. A lot of fouls not being called.
Both ends of the floor.
Yep. So Jones gets it into Petrov. Back to Jones. Slapped away. Cozy now in the corner to Hansen. Back out on top to Cozy. Cozy almost has it taken away. Now has it taken away. And here comes Ward with it. Down to Vincent. Vincent puts it up and he overlays it again. And it's going to remain with the Angels. Get it into Vincent. Vincent will take the three-pointer and hit it. Vincent hits the three-pointer to make it 31-17. 4:50 to go. Hansen over to Petrov. Now in the corner. The three-pointer, no good by Austin. And the rebound to Ozier. Puts it into the hands of Vincent. Now Ward back to Vincent. He's going to shoot again and hit it. Vincent with another three-pointer to make it 31-20. And Coach Hollum calls a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here. This is high school tournament basketball on DG Sports.
Dick leading the way tonight for Racine Lutheran Crusaders. Justin Jones on 9 points. 2 three-pointers made. Isaiah Cozy with 8. Sam Petrov with 7. Michael Prat-Hassan with 5. And for the St. Catharines Angels, it's Lamont Hamilton. Excuse me, Eddie Vincent Jr. with 6. Lamont Hamilton with 5. And A.C. Ward with 4.
All right. Again, just a stellar half so far played by the Lutheran Crusaders.
It definitely showed some stuff on film last night against Messmer, St. Catharines.
Yep. Did. So here comes Austin with the basketball. Gives it to Petrov. Petrov on the drive. Puts up the shot. That's no good. Tip and is good. So he missed the first one, tapped it back in on the second, 33-20. Now they go in the corner to Vincent. Then Vincent goes to Ward. Ward trying to go inside, gives it up. Shot is up, no good by Watson. Should have used the glass, he didn't. And here comes Austin the other way, quickly, all the way down, puts it up, can't get it to go. Ward with the rebound to Hamilton. Hamilton driving all the way down. Still has it now in the corner. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. By Vincent. And it's 33-23. So the Angels have definitely dug in. But they still trail by 10. Here's Petrov with a three. That's good. Sam Petrov with the three to make it 36-23. Vincent Jr. now with the basketball as he brings it back out on top. Now they give it to Ward on the wing. Ward has it slapped away. And here comes Justin Jones all the way down. His shot up is good. His left-handed layup to make it 38-23. 15-point lead again for the Crusaders. Now they pass back out to Ozier. Ozier gives it to Hamilton. Hamilton with the three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound to Petrov. Puts it into the hands of Austin. 2:37 to go in our first half. And we had a violation there on the Crusaders. Traveling. So Vincent to inbound. So back in the game now is Davis for Ward. Hamilton with the basketball now, gives it to Vincent. Vincent on the drive, coming inside, putting it up, can't get it to go. But he'll go to line to shoot two. That fouls on Cozy, his first, team fourth. First time at the line for Eddie Vincent Jr., the quarterback for the state championship St. Cat's Angels. First one up is good. And checking in now is Makai Brad Hansen. So both brothers in the ball game now as he checks in for Cozy. Second one up, also good. Make it 38-25. Michael brings it across. Still has it. Now pulls it back out. Now gets a screen. Coming inside. Now taken away by Vincent. Trying to go all the way down. Puts it up. No good. And they're going to count it. They're going to count the... Are they going to count the basket? No. Yes, they are. They counted it. They said it was up against the rim, I guess. 38-27, under two to play in our first half. Crusaders by 11. 1:50 to go. Michael with the basketball, Prod Hansen. Still has it. Being guarded by Davis. Almost loses it. Now they go in the corner to Sam Petroff. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound to Ozier. And Vincent has it taken away. And then Davis had it and goes out of bounds. So good defense by the Angels. Just couldn't come up with the ball. So Jones to inbound. Jones gets it in to Petroff. And they're going to say he traveled with it. 38-27. Lutheran with the lead. Hamilton with the basketball across the timeline. And he loses it. And it'll go back to the Crusaders. So here comes Michael with it now. Prod Hansen. Still has it, being guarded by Davis. Now he comes inside, puts up a wild shot that's no good. Petroff with the rebound, puts it up, blocked. Now down two. The Angels get it back as Vincent Mitz, the bunny. Now in the corner, the three-pointer up is no good. Blocked. And here comes Jones. And he went over to Makai. That ball no good. Shot. And here comes Hamilton with 20 seconds to go. And he's fouled. He's fouled by Makai Prod Hansen, his first, team fifth. So the Angels got 18 seconds to work with. And they get it into Lamont. And Hamilton brings it across the timeline. They trail by 11. Lamont Hamilton still pulls up. Shot? No. But he's fouled. He'll go to the line. So that foul is on Makai Prod Hansen again. So Lamont Hamilton at the line. 4-3. You'll get three shots here with 4 seconds to go. First one up is no good. Two to go. Second one up is good. Makes it 38-28. He'll get the third now. And that one's good. So make it 38-29 with 4 seconds to go. Here comes Makai. It's almost taken away. And that's the end of our first half of play. With our score, Racine Lutheran 38, St. Catharines 29. We'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school tournament basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at ggsports.com.
All right, thanks, Dylan. We'll go through unofficial scoring in a minute or so, but just to reiterate, 38-29 in a fast first half. Raylu with the lead, and again, I think the difference here, the 9-point difference, Dylan, is the baskets that Lutheran's been able to get in transition. Not the Angels not having anybody back when they get a rebound and throwing that baseball pass.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of been a tale of two halves within the one half, because Racine Lutheran was up 31-14, and Racine St. Catharines went on a huge run there to end the half, 15-7 run against Racine Lutheran. So the big easy transitions kind of swelled up, but again, they're still playing those alleys. They're still getting easy turnovers. St. Catharines must have put something on tape last night that Coach Hollum and these Crusaders jumped on early and converted it into huge baskets.
All right, and again, we're keeping an eye on, we have not gotten a score from Waterford. Waterford hosting Waukesha West.
We just got a halftime update there from Joey Olson. 32-18, Waterford in the lead at half.
Oh, that's good. So both Park and Waterford are winning. And again, we'll mention it at the end here. If Waterford is victorious, they will host the winner of New Berlin West and Whitnall at Wilmont Union High School. That will be the game that hopefully we'll be able to cover.
And Racine Park leads 46-40 at halftime over Greendale. So a little close of a game again. It's down to 1-point lead at one point. So back and forth there. Dominican is down 6 at halftime to Carmen Northwest, 42-36.
All right, and we excuse me, we have not gotten a score from the Prairie School versus Deerfield game. So that's still out there. So, again, we're going to have, it appears like we could have three teams qualify, advance to sectionals next week.
Yeah, very plausible, very plausible. The luxury of having so much talent down here in this area is that we can have many different options to follow teams throughout the playoffs. I just got an update on the New Berlin West Whitnall score. 43-38, New Berlin West is leading Whitnall at halftime.
Okay. So, again, we'll keep an eye on those games as we get into our second half here at the McGuire Gymnasium, Bob Letch floor. But it's 38-29, Lutheran with the lead at halftime. And, again, the Angels had a five-minute, seven-minute span there where they were just totally out of control.
Yeah. It doesn't help that the officials are letting them play in that regards.
Yep.
Sloppy basketball and the officials letting them play, it makes it look even more sloppy than it probably truly is. But I think they've done a good job to call the big stuff and kind of let everything else go to this point. It's been a great half. We're in for a treat in the second half.
And just a reminder, again, at the end of our game, we will announce our DG Sports player of the game, and also we will announce the second team. From the all-broadcast team, we announced the third team last night. We'll have the second team tonight, and then next week, wherever we're at, we'll announce the first team, and then we'll go through all of them again, and it will be put on the DG Sports Facebook page once we've had announced all 15 of our members. But so far, congratulations to the five that are on team three. So both teams have come out and are taking their warm-up toss. We got about 3.5 minutes to go till halftime is over. So we'll step away for 60 seconds more, and then we'll come back to call the second half. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball on DG Sports.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Still got about 2 minutes to go in halftime, and then we'll get the second half underway. Dylan is working the phones, pegged back in the studio. Also contributing with that update on that Park score. So, again, nobody having an easy time tonight, Dylan. Well, actually, Waterford somewhat, but Park and these two teams, they're working.
Yeah, a lot of teams are in battles. Park and Greendale. Greendale's a very good team. Coach talked about it last night where at times Greendale can put up a lot of points if they have good shots. So they're in for a battle. We have a great battle going on here. Waterford, they're the only one I'd say that's comfortable at halftime. But even that, it's still, what was it, a 10, 15-point lead. So nothing too crazy, but, you know, it's high school basketball, and we're excited to see not only this one, but all the other scores that we cover play out in the second half.
Well, we'll see what adjustments were made by both teams, specifically the Angels. Ryan Thompson has that starting five. He's got him sitting down. He's talking to him again now.
I was just going to mention that. It's interesting. You have the whole 10-minute halftime period, and then they come out of the locker room and sit down instantly on the bench, and they continue to go over coaching. So clearly Coach Thompson did not say everything he wanted to at halftime.
All right, the Crusaders will get the first possession to start our second half of play. And again, they lead by 9, 38-29. And Lamont Hamilton is out there because he took a fall near the end of the first half.
And the referees have talked to him a couple times about his flopping and kind of how he flails around. Yeah. So we'll see if he does get called for that flopping in this second half. They did put it in the book for a warning in the first half.
Okay. So JJ, Justin Jones, the inbound for the Crusaders. And we're underway. They get it into Austin. Back to Jones. Jones back to Austin. Austin now passes over to Michael. Rod Hansen, then back to Austin. Now Cozy touches it for the first time in the second half. Petrov had it. Threw it up, though. Back out to Austin. They're kind of taking their time on this set. Looking for that wide open man. Austin with the basketball now. Gives it up to Prod Hansen. Now back to Austin. Just playing keep away with it from the Angels. Now Jones with it. Now Prod Hansen puts up a shot and hits it off the bank. The banker. So here comes Lamont Hamilton, 40-29. As they took almost a minute off the clock. Vincent with the basketball now. Vincent on the drive, being guarded by Petrov, puts it up. And he's fouled. The foul's on Petrov. That's his second. So Vincent at the line for two. First one up is no good. So he's two for three now. Second one up is good. 40-30 now, 16-54. In our second half, Prod Hansen gives it over to Austin. Now Austin up to Cozy. Now Petrov with the three, that's good. Three-pointer by Sam to make it 43-30. Hamilton with the basketball now, passes over to Ozier. I should have said to Watson. Now Hamilton pulls up, shoots, and scores. Lamont Hamilton with the jumper from about 8 feet to make it 43-32. Rod Hansen now. They get it in the corner. Now on the drive, shot is up and good by Cozy. So again, they took the chance doubling up the ball, and he was open and drove in on the baseline for that easy layup. Hamilton now gives it over to Ozier. Now back to Hamilton. Hamilton on a drive, gives it up. Shot is up and good by Watson. And count the basket, I believe. Yep, count it. That fouls on Jones, his second, team second. It's one for one tonight. Make it two for two for Watson. So 45-35. Angels trail by 10 to the Crusaders. Winner gets the winner of MAS and Kenosha St. Joe. Knocked out of bounds by Vincent. So it'll be Jones to inbound for the Crusaders. Almost taken away. And they're going to call Vincent for the foul. That's his first, team first. Jones to inbound, gets it in to Cozy. Cozy will look for Petrov. Oh, and they're really handing him. Three-pointer, no good. Petrov has it, puts it back up, no good. Rebound to Ward, into the hands of Hamilton, coming down quickly. Hamilton all the way down, puts it up and scores. Lamont Hamilton to make it 45-37, and a 30-second timeout called by the Angels, so we'll keep it here. It's 45-37 now, 15 minutes to go, as Ryan Thompson calls the 30-second timeout.
Hey, Coach Thompson loves those timeouts after a made basket. We've seen him do that all year long. Tries to get defense set up, so we'll see if it works in his favor here or if not having that timeout comes to burn him later in this half.
Yeah, and you are absolutely correct. We don't know how many times we've seen him. They make a basket, and he calls a timeout, those 30-second timeouts. So Lutheran will inbound, have to go the full length. So it'll be Austin inbounding. To Cozy, back to Austin. Now to Hansen. Hansen now with the basketball on a drive. Oh, almost a carry there. But got it over to Cozy. Now to Pratt Hansen. Now to JJ. Justin Jones has it. Had it almost taken away. Now it goes down to Vincent, and he'll score. Count the basket, and I think we've got a foul coming up also. That foul's on Austin. His second. So they get it into Hamilton, 45-39. Angels have chipped away at that. Now here's a three-pointer that's short, airballed. And Jones gets it down quickly. It goes out of bounds. It'll go back to the Angels. And now the Crusaders call a 30-second timeout. So we'll get an update on scoring for both teams.
Yeah, leading the way so far, Dick. All scorers tonight. For the Angels, it's Eddie Vincent Jr. He's the leading scorer in the game with 16 points. Lamont Hamilton with 11. Richard Watson with 6. A.C. Ward with 4. And for the Crusaders, leading the way, Petrov with 15. J.J., as you call him, Justin Jones with 11. Cozy with 10. Michael Pratt-Hassan with 7. And Bryce Austin with 2 points.
All right. 45-39.
Have you noticed, Dick, how players are slipping and sliding
a lot?
Yeah,
I have noticed, and they have not looked to do anything about it.
No, but it's on both ends of the floor, sliding everywhere.
All right, so the Angels inbound. Hamilton will take it across at the 14-minute mark. They trail by six. Ward with the basketball now. Gives it to Hamilton. Hamilton pulls it back out now. Almost loses it. Gets it back. Now gets it to Ward. Ward gets double teamed then. And he loses it. And it's on the floor. They're going to call that foul on Watson, his second, team third. Should say second team foul. Proud Hansen almost loses it. Now comes back out to Cozy. Cozy on the drive, gives it to Petrov. His three-pointer's good. Three-pointer by Sam. He's got four of them. Vincent with the basketball now, 48-39. Raylu with the lead. Here's a three-pointer that's good by Lamont Hamilton to make it 48-42. JJ takes it across, gives it to Prot Hansen. Now Petrov with it. He'll drive, gives it up to Prot Hansen. He puts it up, no good. Tap up, no good. Next one, no good. And finally, they call a foul. And that foul's on Watson, his third, team third. So Austin at the line for two. First one up is good. Makes it 49-42. Second one up, also good. Make it 50-42. Raylu with the lead by eight. A.C. Ward with it now. The give and go to Vincent. He can't get it to go. And they're going to call a jump ball, possession arrow to the Angels. So somebody's got to take it out. And it'll be Ozier. 12:38 to go in regulation. Ozier inbounds to Watson. Watson being guarded by Petrov. Gets it to Vincent. Way out on top. Vincent now trying to drive against Cozy. Comes inside. Puts a shot up. That's good by Vincent. And another timeout called by Coach Thompson. This is a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball on DG Sports.
To visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake base filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Lamont Hamilton scores as we're back to live action here, taking it away from the Crusaders, 50-46 now, a four-point lead for the Crusaders. Bringing it down is Austin to Jones, to Hansen, now to Petrov. Petrov's had the hot hand. Petrov spinning inside. And they're going to call a jump ball, but it'll stay with the Crusaders. So Crusaders, the inbound. Get it to Hansen. Now back out on top to Cozy. Now to JJ. Justin Jones on the drive. Gives it to Petrov. Now to Jones. His three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Hamilton. And Lamont Hamilton brings it down quickly. Hamilton on a drive. Slips and falls. They're going to call a jump ball. So it'll go over to the Angels. They're slipping like crazy.
And that might have been the most obvious slip we've seen. Surprised they didn't go wipe the floor right away.
Yeah. 11:20 to go. 50-46. Raylu with a four-point lead now. Ozier to inbound. Gets it into Watson. Watson puts up a three. That's no good. You could see no way he was going to hit it. And Austin with the rebound. Here comes Petrov for a three. Good. Sam Petrov with 5 three-pointers to make it 53-46. Vincent with the basketball now. Gave it up to Hamilton. To Vincent on the wing now. Back out on top to Ward. He goes across court to Ozier. Now to Watson on the wing. Now back out on top to Hamilton. His three-pointer's no good. And nobody's home. And Austin with a rebound. Coming all the way down. Puts it up. And he's fouled. So he'll go to line to shoot two. So again, the Angels are back to having nobody home to rebound.
And that was almost an NBA three.
Yeah.
Surprised he shot that one.
53-46. Crusaders with the lead. Again, the winner of this game gets the winner of Milwaukee Academy of Science and Kenosha St. Joe's. We have not gotten any scores of that game. So he missed the first one. Second one up is good. 54-46. Vincent will bring it across for the Angels. 10:27 to go in our second half. Pass over to Hamilton. Now to Ozier. Now to Vincent in the corner. Goes down low to Ward. Ward trying to work against. And they're going to call a player control foul on Ward. And a good call. That's his third. Team fifth. And checking back in is Phillips for Ward. So they inbound it, and they get it across easily as Colsey comes all the way down, puts it up, can't get it to go. Putback is good by Jones at the 10-minute mark, and it's a 10-point advantage for the Crusaders, 56-46. Lamont Hamilton with the basketball, passes over. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Ozier to make it 56-49. Angels take it away, and then they lose it. And we got a foul, though, coming up on the Crusaders. So the Angels to inbound. That foul was on Pratt Hansen, his first. team fifth. There's a three-pointer that's no good by Hamilton. Taken away, though. Watson's going to put it up. Can't get it to go. And it'll go back to the Crusaders. So the Angels had three shots at it. 56-49, Railu with a seven-point lead. Here comes Cozy all the way down. Has it taken away. Taken away by Hamilton. Gets it down to Watson. Shot up, no good. And the jump ball will go back to the Crusaders. So again, a little wild shooting by the Angels. And a full timeout called by the Crusaders. So we'll step away again for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball